whatever you do, don't put this down to sorcery. Just imagine a football tough enough to withstand the roughest landscapes in the world and doesn't ever need a pump and never goes flat, even when punctured multiple times. If you're just wondering what I'm doing right now, I'm bouncing this blue ball on the floor of this studio, and I've just been joined by Lisa Tava. She's a co-founder of One World Football, who have designed what they're calling the world's first nearly indestructible football. Now, here's what it is. When they showed me this ball, I decided to stamp on it, as I'm going to do right now. And it's flat on the floor. Get off it, and it's back to normal. There's something wrong with this picture. I'm going to stick a pair of scissors into it now. So here we go. Just go along with me. Have a mental picture. Kim, what do you see?
You're trying to stab. And the scissors have gone through the ball.
Right into
right
it.
Right through the ball, like magic.
So what should happen?
It should actually deflate.
Okay. But it hasn't.
Nope. It's bouncing.
What sorcery is this, Lisa? What is this?
Well, I have to say, it's too bad that radio doesn't have video or pictures to see what you were just showing.
Yes, indeed. But
this is called the One World Football, and it's a new type of technology. It's not inflated like a traditional inflated ball, so there's no bladder. You never need a pump, as you said. Mm. It never goes flat. It can be run over by a truck, and it will just come back to round and keeps on playing.
Has it got air in it?
Well, it's empty inside. It has air, but it's not pressurized. It's not inflated. It's made in a round form so that that's its natural form that it comes back to. So it's really the football that's designed for where most of the world plays football.
You can see the look. You know, I didn't hear half of what he just said because I was still befuddled by this, the whole concept of this ball. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, the idea was actually, it was my husband's invention, and we co-founded the One World Football Project. Mm. He was watching a documentary about children in Darfur and the importance of play and recovery from trauma for children and for anyone living in challenging or difficult circumstances. Right. And they showed kids playing with a wad of trash, playing football, and he knew about the material. And in that moment, he had the idea to make a ball for kids in difficult circumstances that would withstand the conditions that most children play in the world.
So they could have this ball for as long as they want to, no matter what conditions, they still got their football intact. What if it rolls and falls into mother's, in Ghana, what we call the coal pot, coal stove? Would it burn?
Well, if it gets hot enough, it will burn. So that's why, everybody calls it indestructible. We say it's nearly indestructible because, if you toss it in the